So please welcome Regan Young.
Hi. This is my first time doing this, so if my story is not all that entertaining, I'm very sorry. But I have come here today just to, well, I had to write a paper about it, but this, all of you guys inspired me. So I thought, oh, I have a great story for this. It's a cute story. It's about when I met my boyfriend back in October. I moved down here then, 1st of October. Had the eventful ride from Fresno, California to here, and while doing so, I was swiping right and left on Tinder. And if you guys don't know what Tinder is, it's a dating site on your phone where you can swipe right if you like someone, swipe left if you don't. It's very, just based on looks. No one really knows who they're swiping on. Anyway, but I found this lovely boy, very cute, wears glasses exactly like mine, so of course. And to my surprise, he was not from here. He was from the far, mysterious land of Germany. And he has a very thick German accent. But then he started telling me about himself and how he's an engineer, and he studies in Munich, and all of his lovely adventures. And it made me think, wow, I hit the jackpot on this one. He's smart, he's funny, he's taller than me. It's really hard for people in Fresno to be taller than you, because they're I'm 5'7", I'm not the tallest person in the world, but everyone else there is 5'7", so, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, hi, how are you? You're a boy, okay. Anyway, but yeah, so it was great, nice and tall. My mom liked him, probably because he was white, and she married a Chinese man and was very afraid I would marry one too, because she didn't want to have another Chinese family yelling at her from the other way. Anyway, she already gets tradition. No. We don't want tea today. Anyway, but I hit the jackpot with him. And what's even better is he took me to Germany. Well, he didn't take me. He convinced me to come see him in Germany back in March. And we got to go to all these lovely places in Scotland and things like that. And I'm sitting in a train that he's been giving me history about, all the German trains and how fast they go and how American trains need to be super fast, like the high-speed rail train, but faster because they're Germany and they love their engines and things. And I'm on this train and I'm staring at him and he's typing on his phone to his friends in German and I have no idea what that says. It just looks like a whole bunch of words and dots. And I'm like, wow, this guy is amazing. I think he's the best person in the world. And if he heard me talking right now, he would be walking out the door and to the left to go back to the car to go home and be like, that was embarrassing. He's super cute. I have a funny, very funny story about him. When we visited Berlin together, he's the type of person that gets little kid angry. So, you know how when you yell at a little kid and they get really quiet and kind of make this face and they walk away from you and they're like, I don't like you anymore, Mom. Well, that's what he does. So I was talking, we had met these couple of girls that were from either Australia or England, we weren't really sure. And he was very uncomfortable because they were speaking they had very thick accents and they were also speaking English, so for him, me speaking English is just like, what are you saying? Slow down, you're talking way too quickly. And so these other girls were crazy. And he got very angry and he walked back up to our room and he's brushing his teeth. And I make fun of him all the time for this because it's been ingrained in my memory. And he's brushing his teeth and I'm like, well, can I go brush my teeth? He doesn't want to be in the same room as me. So he gets his toothbrush, he's brushing his teeth and he walks behind the door. Because I'm trying to talk with him. He walks behind the door, he's brushing his teeth, and I open the door to see him, and he goes, I don't want to talk to you right now. Anyway, that's a cute story, but you had to be there, I guess, for it to be funny. So anyway, that's how I hit the jackpot today. Yeah, thanks.